The NFL is messing with its own hard-earned mantle as the most popular game in the history of American sports. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. First of all, we have to acknowledge that officiating professional football is the hardest job of that genre. Not only are the players moving with tremendous speed and deception, they are colliding with a force over head-on between two semis. So what is happening with the unqualified replacement refs is predictable, if not infuriating, for all those playing, coaching, and watching. A good football official must have 20 years of experience, beginning with the Biddy Leagues, then middle school, and then high school, before he can work a major college Division I or NFL game. And those who don't make it after 20 years stay with small colleges. That's what we're getting now, since Division I officials are not leaving those jobs to become scabs in a sport divided by a labor dispute. As this turbulent season progresses and the uneven, code word for lousy, officiating overshadows the games and the stars who play it, the locked-out regular refs have all the leverage. The NFL will be forced into giving the officials what they want, be it a pension for part-time employees or some kind of an annuity fund, just to get them back on the field and end this madness. Sunday night's New England-Baltimore game was likely the tipping point, with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell calling both sides together Monday morning. My guess is it will be settled within a week. The NFL, which manages its games and stars better than any other professional sport, cannot risk this hard-earned supremacy. The blown calls, phantom calls, and stoppage of play Sunday night had both benches and most players in a frenzy of frustration. Forget the debatable field goal that won it for the Ravens. The big call was a completely bogus defensive holding on the prior drive that kept the Baltimore possession going and led to the dramatic finish. It's unreasonable to think that these scab refs will grow into the job. The NFL is asking guys to leapfrog two or three professional levels, and in some cases come out of retirement because the regular officials want something the league is unwilling to give them. Well, that point is clearly past. The game's sanity is now at stake, and not only will a blown call cost some team a victory, a player is bound to get injured, and a slew of lawsuits will follow. The NFL needs to restore order now. This is Archansky. See ya.